we've had some smashing times here along the way, and hopefully there's more to come. We've also had some tough times, and that probably makes the good times even better. But when we first walked through the door, if anybody had been told that they got three promotions, stay in the Football League for as long as we did, and make the playoffs, you know, you'd have been laughed out the building. So we've got to think that we've had good times here, but we want more times, and want more good times, and we want to enjoy ourselves. And the only way you enjoy yourselves is by winning games and being successful.
Do you get much opportunity to think about how much things have changed and the situation has changed since 1999 and the Unibomb First Division?
Now and again you do, because you know someone will pluck a newspaper out there and brings back memories, and you know you might bump into someone who played for you then. And you know, I've always said that first promotion in the Unibomb, because of the way it transpired and the excitement of it all, and you know, not going into the promotion places till the last day of the season, being 17th in the league at Christmas and going unbeaten, I don't think that can ever be beaten for me in terms of enjoyment and passion, and possibly because I played in the game as well. But everything else after that has been a bonus for me, and there's been some great bonuses along the way.
Would you have survived if you hadn't got promoted that first season?
Probably not, no. I'd finished third two seasons before with Ashton United and ended up getting a sack from Ashton because of it. If it all had gone sour on the last day of the season, I think Eric might have given us another year. But, you know, you'd never know.
And I guess it's another milestone, another thing that represents how far you've come, that your opponents are Burnley Championship team just out of the Premier League. And it's not normal, it's not run-of-the-mill, but it's a fairly regular occurrence down here.
Well, yeah, and you know, we've had some great games against Burnley, and they've helped us out. You know, I mean, last time the first time we were supposed to have our testimonial, we had to put on the back burner because, you know, the club were in financial difficulties, and Burnley thankfully came to our aid with, you know, the SOS game, which was much appreciated, and probably one of the main reasons why we're still here today. So we've got to thank them a lot for that, and you know, I've got to thank Sean for bringing the team over for us. You know, I asked him a few months ago, and he readily obliged.
And of course, it'll be a big test. Hand on heart, if you lose, even though it's a pre-season game, will you still have a face on at full time? Will you still be unhappy with your players?
Oh, without a doubt. And you've got to be like that. You know, that's what makes you as a manager and makes you as a person. We came in at half time against Nelson, and you know, I was absolutely going ballistic. You know, that we'd conceded a sloppy goal, and we were 1-1 against Nelson. And you've got to set yourself high standards, and you've got to aspire to reach them standards every time you play football, in my opinion. And that goes for myself and Jimmy when we put a team on the pitch. They've got to play the way we want them to play, and we've got to do our best to get them to play that way and play attractive football and try and play winning football. And all week, you know, all our work is geared towards trying to win games on a Saturday, and this week's no different.
Is the day when that desire to win changes the day to give it up and saunter off into retirement a long time in the future, I would imagine?
I'd say you're right, yeah. When I was out of work for a year, one of the big things I missed, and this sounds perverse, but getting angry on a Saturday, and you know, my stomach churning on a Saturday, and feeling sick during the game on a Saturday. And you'd even miss the lows, you know, of losing and having to build yourself up. And when that's taken away from you, it's a big part of your life. So I think you're right. And when it stops meaning anything to you, and that should be the same for footballers as well. They should pack it in.